USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A vote to begin debate on an infrastructure package in the Senate failed on Wednesday as Republicans scuttled the procedural vote, saying they wanted to see the final bill and an analysis of how its contents will be paid for. The 51-49 party line vote fell short of the 60 needed to begin debate. Negotiations among a bipartisan group of senators over the bill's revisions will continue with the goal of bringing it back to the floor for a vote next week. Utah Senator Mitt Romney saying that he hopes the group can have the package ready for a vote by next Monday. And a wildfire in Central California that began Tuesday afternoon has already grown to burn about 2,000 acres. The Kern County Fire Department says the peak fire is burning about 50 miles northeast of Bakersfield and is currently 10% contained. The U.S. Forest Service is still investigating the cause of the fire as it joins dozens of other wildfires already burning in the western U.S., fueled by severe drought and extended periods of high heat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Cuba's government has criticized the U.S.'s government reaction to recent protests on the island, accusing the U.S. of instigating the demonstrations on social media. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's calling on the Biden administration to do more to get the Cuban people back on social media after the island's regime blocked internet access. He tells Fox News that beaming internet to the island would allow protesters to communicate and keep the freedom movement going.
From day one, the people of Cuba have been protesting and demonstrating against the communist dictatorship in Havana. It's not because of vaccines. It's not because of these side issues. They want a new government. They want a free Cuba. And it's, I think, incumbent upon us in the United States to be supportive of those efforts. I've called on Joe Biden. The communist regime has shut down internet. Let's work to beam internet onto the island of Cuba so these folks have a fighting chance to converse with one another, to send what's going on to the outside world. Let's build an international coalition so that the regime knows the free world stands with the people of Cuba.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Coalition for Jewish Values has announced a nationwide petition drive to urge people to boycott Ben & Jerry's ice cream. John Clemens explains.
The petition against Ben & Jerry's was announced after the Vermont ice cream maker issued a policy that it would not sell its products to Jews in the occupied Palestinian territory called Judea and Samaria. Rabbi Yochel Mikham of the Coalition of Jewish Values said Jews have lived in Judea and Samaria for almost 4,000 years since God gave that holy land to Abraham.
Just the thought that this is just typical of the woke left these days, unfortunately. They grab onto any cause, and it doesn't matter if it's rational, and it doesn't matter if it's actually helpful.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And the Secretary of Defense says the removal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan is nearly complete. Tim Berg reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the final withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan is on track for completion by the end of next month.
The president has made a decision that we're going to get it done, and we're going to get it done right.
Austin adding that your tax dollars will continue to support Afghan security forces. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.